This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, War Now, Wayne Allyn Root. The Michael Avenatti challenges Sean Hannity to an on-air face-off. I got to laugh. I got to get this information to Sean Hannity. I wonder if he knows this, Megan. I wonder if you know it. I only found it out from a listener who sent me this information a few days ago. That, do you remember when Jim Carrey got sued by his girlfriend who committed suicide?
Yeah.
And her mom and her relatives claimed, or her ex-husband claimed, that he was the reason she died, and he gave her venereal disease, and he gave her the drugs, I guess, that led to her suicide. And It turned out the whole case was thrown out of court, and they said that the lawyer made gross exaggerations and basically the word they used was just completely made up stuff. I can't remember the word they used for that, but I would use the word lies and twisted logic. And guess who the lawyer was? Michael Avenatti. And nobody's talking about this. Stormy Daniels' lawyer is the one who represented the estate and the family of the gal who died against Jim Carrey and got thrown out of court because he made everything up. He literally made stuff up, is what the court ruled. And nobody seems to understand that this has a huge bearing on the same liar representing Stormy.
This guy gets the federal government to storm Michael Cohen's office through a raid.
Well, he didn't. It was really the Democratic Party.
It was just
the DNC.
So yeah.
But by the way,
it just so happened.
By the way, this DNC lawsuit, the new lawsuit they've announced against Trump, is the best thing that ever happened to us, because this opens us up now to full investigation of the DNC, of the Seth Rich murder, of all the emails, of the stealing of the election by Hillary Clinton, all of it.
No one can answer the question, including Philippe Reines, or whatever his name is, who worked on the Hillary campaign, why the DNC just simply didn't turn over their server. I mean, if it was hacked, the first place it should go is the FBI. Why did they give it to some friendly third party? Why does everything have to go through a third party? They're always the one that wants bigger government, send it over to the FBI.
Right.
I mean, you guys were working with the FBI on the Russian dossier. You couldn't give up your server?
Well, I know.
I wonder why.
I know who has all the information. It's the Pakistani Arwan brothers.
The mystery brothers?
Yeah,
the mystery men?
So this opens
up for that,
too.
That were never security cleared and handling tons and tons of...
So this opens all of that up for investigation. Full disclosure. All right, let's make sure.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is still not in the spotlight.
Oh, she will be. She will be.
I really don't want to see her in the spotlight. But I do.
I'm not going to say anything about the way she looks. I'm not saying a word. I'm not biting on that. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because, you know, a storm is coming. Not stormy. Don't get your mind out of the gutter. It's a storm is coming, like rain and hail and wind. You need to protect your home, your assets, your family, your fortunes. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers at the start of hour number one and hour number two. So right now, start of hour number two, Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin. It is big. It is bold. It is brassy. It is beautiful. I love my silver coin. It is worth about $20 on the open silver market, and you get it free, and it's great to start your own coin collection, or your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. So to receive it, first 100 callers, get ready, go, 800-780-9000. Ready, set, go, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com and store our new phone number nationwide, 833-WAR-TALK, and you know we take calls throughout the show. If Megan's not here, usually when Megan's here, I don't take calls, but I take them when Megan leaves, and I take them throughout the entire third hour on Newsmax, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. All right, so a few things we wanted to talk about, Megan. I know the one you were chomping at the bit to get to is Kyle Kashuv, who is the conservative kid, who's kind of the anti-David Hogg, the other side of the equation, the conservative David Hogg from the same Parkland High School, is intensely grilled by police for visiting a gun range. Please tell us what that's about, and I hope it's not what I think it's about, but go ahead.
Yeah. This is unbelievable. Let's just put it in perspective, okay? You have the Broward Police Department, whose deputies, including a school resource officer...
Coward.
Yeah, the cowards of Broward. While an active shooter with an AR was in high school, killing 17 people. These cowards of the Broward Sheriff's Department hid behind their cars.
Right.
So they didn't enter the school when there was an active shooter, but they saw a post on social media of Kyle Kashu and his father shooting at a gun range last Friday and took it upon themselves, along with the school resource officer, to bring him into the office of the school resource officer and then basically bully him and intimidate him and ask him a ton of questions. And he literally said, you know, have I done anything wrong? No.
Then what am I doing here?
Exactly.
And who's my representation?
Right.
Do I get a union rep like you cops do? Where's my union rep? Where's my lawyer? Where's my union-provided PBA lawyer?
Yeah. Yeah, a third officer from the Broward County Sheriff's Office walked in and began asking me the same questions again. So this is coming directly from Kyle Kusha. And at that point, I asked whether I could record the interview. They said no. I asked if I had done anything wrong. Again, they answered no. I asked why I was there. One said, don't get snappy with me. Do you not remember what happened here a few months ago?
The Broward cowards became the Broward bullies.
A month ago?
No,
yeah,
I'm saying
I remember
the cops are bullies.
When you guys were hiding behind your police cars.
Yeah.
That's what happened a month ago.
Right, that's what he should have said.
And this much energy.
But they probably would have beaten him if he said that.
And this much energy that they put into interrogating, harassing, and bullying this kid for going to a gun range with his father.
Which is legal.
If they put half the amount of the energy into the 45 tips or 39 tips or whatever multiple dozens of tips they had it to the shooter's home.
Yeah.
Maybe the shooter never would have happened. If they took the leads.
Well, maybe if they hadn't listened to Obama and hadn't had it passed the nationwide school law that says you can't punish black and minority students because they're out of proportion with white students. So therefore, when they heard a guy with a Spanish name had mental issues and was threatening to kill people, they couldn't punish him and they couldn't kick him out of school because he's a minority.
On January 5th, I studied this story today. On January 5th, Nicholas Cruz posted on his Instagram pictures of dead animals saying that he wanted to kill somebody. The FBI was alerted and did nothing.
Yeah.
On top of that, the Broward cowards did nothing.
Right.
And yet we have police that went into a school to bully, intimidate, harass, and basically interrogate.
Disgusting.
A kid. For simply going to a gun range with his father.
I'd like to see what's going to happen. Cause
and you know who's
Kyle's
responsible
father was
for that
smart?
Behavior?
Yeah.
Sheriff Israel.
Right. If Kyle's father had a brain and some money behind him, some backing, like a sort of organization, I'd sue the Broward police, the Broward sheriff, for $100 million and put them on trial.
Well, 100 of the deputies from the deputy association, like the union down there, have asked for Sheriff Israel to resign and step down. Based on malfeasance, misfeasance, there have been 66 cases open against the Broward Police Department.
Is that a beauty, contest, misfeasance?
Malfeasance and misfeasance, yes.
Misfeasance. The misfeasance beauty
in Broward
contest.
County it is.
Yeah. Listen, people know I'm the most pro-cop guy who's ever been on the radio, right? And yet I'm putting down a cop. You know why I'm putting him down? He's not a cop.
He's a dirty cop.
He's not a cop. All he is a politician. He's a Democrat who ran for office. And you run for the office of sheriff, and he won. He's
in
not
Debbie
a cop.
Wasserman's district.
Right.
Imagine.
Just like McCabe isn't an FBI agent. They're not law enforcement. They could have been named by Obama to head the IRS. They're not law enforcement. They gave him a gun and a badge, but they're bureaucrat lawyers.
But
it rocks his
head down. He had 66 cases. Has opened against his department since 2012 for a variety of corruption charges, crimes that were done by some of his deputies, including drug trafficking. I mean, he's basically running a mob organization through the police department.
Well, I would hire him right away. I hope the Clinton Foundation finds out about him. They could use a new GM. He's perfect for the Clinton Foundation. They're the mob, so he's got it all down to a science.
So we'll see what happens, but the outrage should be plenty.
Folks, it's a joke. Listen, I was on Facebook. Hey, Las Vegas police, are you listening?
Someone did that to
Wayne Root was on Facebook with all of my children, ranging in age from my daughter on the day after she graduated Harvard. Her present for me was shooting machine guns here in Las Vegas at a legal gun range. So I went with my college Harvard graduated daughter. I went with my son, who at the time, this was about 7 years ago, my son's 18, he was 11. My other son must have been like 5 years old, and my daughter must have been 3, and we went to the gun range, and we all shot machine guns, not my 3-year-old daughter, but I mean the adult children who are a little older all shot machine guns. Should someone come and question my children? Should they have done that a few years back? Because this is ridiculous.
If you put it on social media, God knows what would have happened.
Except it's legal. So there's nothing anyone can do.
Well, they can certainly come and interrogate you and make your life a little rough like they did to this 17-year-old kid. If that was my kid.
Yeah,
I'd sue for $100 million. I would be like white on rice all over that, all over it, all over the school district, but I would come down hard on the sheriff's department.
Well, they don't understand that some of us fight back very hard, so I print ink by the barrel full.
I'd label that city.
Here's one last story before we go. One last story. CalExit gets the go-ahead to start collecting signatures. So CalExit supporters want to take back their tax dollars. It's a secessionist group, and they want California to secede from the rest of the United States. They were given the green light on Monday.
Perfect.
Yesterday to begin collecting signatures for their initiative. I love it. I think it's great. I want to support it. I think I'm all for it.
I do have a lot of friends there that don't want it, obviously, and they're ranchers and don't, you know, all of that, and you know they don't want it. I get it.
Tell them to move.
But
here.
They can't move their generation. I'm like, just come to Nevada. I do want it for all the right reasons, but I don't want to punish the good.
Yeah, well, there's multiple efforts that should all go up on the ballot. One of them is CalExit. Another one is dividing California
into three.
But
we don't want.
But I don't know that I want that.
More representation.
I think it's a mistake. I think letting them lead would be great.
The ones we have now. The census and take some of their seats away. That's what it is.
Well, you redo the census based on illegals not counting.
Right.
Why would those millions of illegals count?
The citizenship question, exactly.
All right. Wayne Allenroot, War Now. Megan Barr, thank you. ReaganBabe.com, RootForAmerica.com. Great websites for you to go to. ReaganBabe.com, RootForAmerica.com. And we'll be right back. More with War Now.
Oh.
Allen Root, just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. We were just talking about the shootings in Parkland and gun ranges and all kinds of interesting things involving guns and shooting and kids. And so it's an apropos moment to tell you that the sponsor of the show is someone who protects children. It's Bullet Blocker. And as a father of four children, I got to tell you, this product is amazing. Sometimes you just find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? I wish I thought about this, but, you know, I'm not a trained Army Ranger. I wasn't trained as a deputy sheriff, and Joe Curran was. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack, and now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your family, and your children. Bullet Blocker is an American company, all products made in the USA, custom-make bullet-resistant products like backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases, notebook inserts. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool and stylish, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Just go to bulletblocker.com and enter the code WAR, as in Wayne Allyn Root, to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. All right. Hey, we're just 48 hours away, by the way, less than 48 hours away from the NFL draft, which I wait for all year. I realize the people listening to my show are generally not football fans first. They're political fans first. But I know a lot of you do like football like I do, and I just love the Dallas Cowboys. I live and die with the Dallas Cowboys. And I live and die with football in general. I love football. This year was a very tough year for me. because I basically took the entire season off. I think I watched a total of maybe 6 games the entire football season. Usually I watch like 10 a weekend. I watched 6 the entire football season because I lost all appetite for NFL football because of the Kneelers. They got me so angry, but I think and I hope, I may be naive, I hope that's all behind us. And there were no Kneelers in college football, only in the NFL. And these are college kids being drafted into the NFL. And I always have just, to me, the draft is like Christmas Day. I'm excited about the draft. I always have been. I always will be. I'm excited to see the Dallas Cowboys take in the first, second, and third round. They've got some great spots to draft in this year and some great candidates that could fill some holes. And so I'm very excited. So Thursday, I'll be TiVoing the first hour of the draft. And then the minute the show's over, I'm ordering some Chinese food in, and I'm going to watch the entire draft from beginning to end. And I'm going to get excited for my Dallas Cowboys. And I know some of you that listen at our Vegas affiliate, KBET 790, you're going to get excited for your future Las Vegas Raiders, now known as the Oakland Raiders. You'll be watching their picks in the draft, and everybody's got their favorite: Pittsburgh Steelers, Green Bay Packers, Los Angeles Rams, New York Giants, New York Jets, you name it, Philadelphia Eagles, the Super Bowl champions. Everybody's got a team they love, and you're going to watch that, and you're going to love to see who your team adds and who the next millionaire is in that first round. It's kind of an amazing thing. Kids go from completely broke with nothing to multi-millionaires, not in the whole draft, but in that first day in the first round. They become instant millionaires. It's like winning the lottery. They're lottery winners. It's kind of amazing. I'm looking forward to that on Thursday. I'll have it on my big screen behind me, my plasma screen, and I'll watch it through the corner of my eye during the last hour of the show, and then I'll move on and watch the whole thing, you know, with sound on from TiVo. But I'm very excited about the NFL draft. I'm very excited about some of the things about to happen to Democrats and FBI guys that protected Democrats. Did the Obama DOJ pressure the FBI to stand down an investigation of the Clinton Foundation? I'm betting so. New report, James Comey hires former U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald as his personal lawyer. You know Patrick Fitzgerald is, right? If my memory serves me, that's the guy that was named as the special prosecutor who went after Scooter Lee, Dick Cheney's chief of staff. Yes, here I am looking at it. That's exactly it. He's a terrible, terrible person. An innocent man and ruined his life to get one notch on his belt for an investigation that is in fact, and that Scooter Libby was just pardoned by President Donald Trump. Thank you, President Trump. Wonderful guy. And this guy, Patrick Fitzgerald, is a horrible human being. And he's now the personal attorney for another horrible human being, James Comey. Another article here. Very angry Obama DOJ made a dramatic call to McCabe to quash the Clinton probe. See, that's the one I was telling you about. Did the DOJ pressure the FBI to stand down? Well, it wasn't the DOJ. It was the Obama DOJ. Everything that happened, Obama knew about it. As sure as I'm sitting here, everything that happened in the Obama administration, Obama himself knew about it. And then the dishonest CDC, Center for Disease Control, is caught hiding data proving that guns are used far more for self-defense than for crime. We'll get to that when we get back, and much more. We've got a guest coming up as well, James Hurston with all the Hollywood gossip. And then hour number 3, our Power Hour. It's time for Newsmax TV. I'll get in a suit, and we'll be ready for national TV, and we're going dancing, baby. I'll take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. War now. Wayne Allyn Root. Be right back. Root, I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS
this case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Lannis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Veterans Affairs panel has indefinitely postponed the confirmation hearing for Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson to serve as the next VA secretary. The committee chairs announced the decision today after accusations surfaced about Jackson drinking while on the job and improperly handing out medications. President Donald Trump was asked about this today at the White House.
Well, I haven't heard of the particular allegations, but I will tell you he's one of the finest people that I have met. The Veterans Administration is very important to me. We've done a great job with it, as you know, with the Accountability Act and many other things. Now we're working on choice.
Former President George H.W. Bush was responding and recovering to treatment at a Houston hospital today for an infection that had spread to his blood. That's according to a family spokesman. Bush has been hospitalized since Sunday, a day after attending the funeral of his wife, Barbara, who passed away last week. The couple was married 73 years, longer than any other U.S. presidential couple. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto.
Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Show on USA Radio Network. Krill Omega 50 Plus by Purity Products is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Krill Omega 50 combines both krill oil and fish oil. You don't have to guess anymore. You don't have to debate anymore. You don't have to worry anymore. It gives you both of them, so the debate is over. It's from our friends at Purity Products. I take it. I love it. It's got one tiny... Purity is so sure that it'll work for you, they want to send you a free bottle. Put it to the test. The debate's over. Not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-399-6392, 800-399-6392, 800-399-6392. Toll-free from anywhere in the United States. Thank you for sponsoring the show, 800-399-6392. One of my advertisers appreciate that I understand the power of being relentless and the repetition required in radio. You know, you say a number one time, nobody remembers it. You say it four times, maybe someone remembers it. And that's what I do for my advertisers, to make sure he hears loud and clear the message of the people, the checks, and show go. And I hope all of you contact them, because you saw what happened to Laura Ingraham. You got to let them know you're a conservative and you appreciate them, and you appreciate them sponsoring the show. And you want more information about their products. And make them happy. Make them understand that without them, the whole conservative movement and conservative talk radio goes away. Got it? All right. James Herson is our guest. He's a New York Times bestselling author and law professor. His expertise is in the entertainment industry. His website is jamesherson.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be with you, Wayne. How are you?
I'm great. We have James on every Tuesday afternoon, so it's good to have him here. When we hear James' voice, we know it's Tuesday, and we know it's the second hour heading for my Newsmax hour on Tuesday. And so let's talk about some of the hot stories in the whole entertainment biz in Hollywood. Kanye West has got to be the biggest news story, because all of a sudden he acts like he loves Donald Trump, and it almost sounds like he's a bit conservative. I sincerely doubt that, but maybe he does believe in free speech. He doesn't like people being shouted down, and maybe he thinks Donald Trump should have a chance to at least give his side of the story. Do you think Kanye West is a conservative?
Well, it's hard to say. I do think that Kanye West has always been a bit of a rebel, and he's been an independent kind of guy. But he certainly has a very healthy sense of self-esteem. I've never been a real fan of Kanye, but what he did is he committed heresy. It is heresy in Hollywood to do what he did. There's this wonderful, beautiful African-American woman, Candace Owens, who started an organization to emancipate African-Americans from the Democrat Party and from the left. And she has been assaulted on the social media. So it took courage for Kanye to basically tweet the words, "I love the way Candace Owens thinks." That's the name of the African-American woman I'm talking about. When he did that, he immediately reaped the whirlwind of this army of Twitter people, Twitter bots on the left. And so they were all telling him, basically, "You're finished, you're done, your career's over, why don't you leave," etc. And then he doubled down and started tweeting about freedom of thought. And so I think what he's doing is a positive thing. I hope he sticks with it. We have to remember who he's married to. He's part of the Kardashian clan. So you got to wonder, is this a publicity stunt? Because he's gotten more publicity in the last 48 hours than he's had over the last couple of years. But I'm glad
everybody knows he's married. He's married to Kim Kardashian, so everybody understands that on the other end. Because, you know, a conservative movement who listens to conservative talk radio doesn't know things like that. He's married to Kim Kardashian, the crazy gal who's the, you know, the kind of the superstar of the Kardashian clan.
That's right. A superstar of reality television. Kanye is not known as a reality television star, even though he appears often on the Kardashians. And he's known as a rapper. And, but rappers haven't been uniformly behind the left. We've seen a number of rappers, 50 Cent is a good example, is a Trump supporter. So we've seen in the hip-hop world, they haven't all been fans of, you know, Black Lives Matter. They haven't all felt like they should go along with the political worldview of Jay-Z. And so Kanye, you know, maybe someone that's being a rebel, he's rebelling against the majority of African Americans that align themselves, and he's got great company. He's got Thomas Sowell and Walter Williams and Jason Riley, and there's a whole host of very smart African American conservatives that can maybe inspire Kanye to do some great lyric writing. I hope so.
Yeah, I'm seeing this article. You inspired me to go look something up online. There's a New York City radio host, Ebro Darden, African-American, and a very popular radio host, and he freaked out over Kanye West saying, I love Donald Trump. And here's what he said. He said he was on the phone for 30 minutes with Kanye West trying to understand what he was thinking. And Kanye, he said, wants to deprogram people. That's his ultimate goal, is to have people think differently than we've thought before. The only reason he likes this Candace lady is because she's challenging conventional black thought. And so it's not about conservatism, but it's a step in the right direction either way. If you just want to break the conventional black thought of I love Democrats at all times and I'm only voting Democrat, I'll go with that. I can live with that.
Well, I can too. And you know what he said? He tweeted this. The thought police want to suppress freedom of thought. And on the same day, he tweeted, self-victimization is a disease. Now that, he's waking up. Because the Democratic Party wants to keep minorities thinking they're victims. Because as soon as they don't, amazing things happen, you know. And all we have to do is look at various Asian minorities and see what happened with them. Just south of Los Angeles is Orange County, and there are a lot of people that came over from Vietnam, the boat people. They had no shoes. They had no clothes. They had nothing. But what they did have were institutions and values and families, and they have just absolutely prospered in just a couple of generations. And I think African Americans have seen that, and they say, we can do that too. And Kanye knows the value of the free market. Obviously, it made him a billionaire.
Right, and so look, he's looking at all times, like his wife, the Kim Kardashian and the whole Kardashian clan, he's looking for publicity to outrage people, to get people out of, whether people love you or hate you, it doesn't matter. You become famous and sell records or sell books or sell whatever you're selling. You could sell furniture because you outrage them. So it's a good idea to be outspoken and controversial and outrageous. So he understands that. I'm sure Kim taught him a little bit about that as well. Not that he didn't have some of it before her. But it's kind of all of that wrapped into one. But I don't really care. I'm just glad to hear a leader of the black community saying nice things about Donald Trump. Let's talk about Shania Twain, who made the mistake of making pro-Trump comments as well. And she had to walk them back, which is so ridiculous to me. I mean, my God, 63 million people voted for Donald Trump. Why does anyone have to say, I apologize, I can't even believe I said that I might support or could have supported or would have supported Donald Trump, as if it's the most, as if he's Adolf Hitler, as if he's Joseph Stalin, he murders millions of people. He's just a conservative that won the election. How is that like the most incredible crime ever committed to admit in Hollywood or in the entertainment business, even in country music, where everyone's a conservative? You can't admit you like Donald Trump? What's your thoughts about the Shania Twain situation?
Well, you know, Shania Twain is a superstar, but she's from Canada. So what she said, if she had been an American in the 2016 presidential election, she would have voted for Donald Trump. And she had good reason. But then what happened to Shania, I believe she made a terrible decision to walk it back and have a series of apologies on Twitter and everything. And what she fell for is something the left has gotten very good at. They've gotten good at making people think that hundreds of thousands of people hate what they did or what they said. This is the same technique that the left used to try to get Sean Hannity off the air, recently Laura Ingraham off the air, and I'll bet you've experienced it because I have. They're called Twitter bots. These are fake accounts set up so that a boiler room of people can, let's say, of maybe 50, 100 people, can appear to be 100,000 people. And they're using that technique on corporations, on individuals, and I think Shania fell for it because, as you point out, I mean, the people, the passionate supporters of this president and what he's doing and what he's done and his accomplishments are really a significant part of Shania Twain's audience. And what she's done is harm her image by backtracking an apology. It makes her look weak. It makes her look like either she was lying then or she's lying now. It's just a terrible thing. She's a very talented lady. She has a wonderful story to tell about how she succeeded. But this, I think her career may be going to take a nosedive now because she's harmed herself with this backtrack.
Yeah. What about Cher? Is she going to take a nosedive? She went too far, she says, after calling Trump a cancer. Did she make a mistake the first time, or did she make a mistake in apologizing the second time? Let's go to an ad break. When we get back, we'll get the answer from James Hurston, our Hollywood expert, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry. Website, jameshurston.com. jameshurston.com. You know, I'm at rootforamerica.com. We'll be right back. And don't forget, in about 15 minutes or so, we'll be on national TV on Newsmax TV, Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, and you can find us all over the place, Amazon TV, Google TV, Apple TV, Roku, YouTube, Stream Live, and, of course, NewsmaxTV.com, many cable systems around the country, all of that, the third hour coming up. But first, we go to a break for some ads, sponsors who pay the bill, and then we come back more with James Hurston. For now. Root, I'm not just a conservative talk show host, I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue-blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn War Now. By the way, James O'Keefe, I love him, Project Veritas founder. He fires a warning shot to corrupt government officials. Update your resumes because we are releasing videos next week. That's pretty exciting stuff. This guy has released some really amazing stuff. His people go undercover, or he goes undercover, and they go after, you know, all kinds of liberals. And in this case, it's corrupt government officials. And so I'm just wondering what he's got in his bag of tricks. He's going to put some people out of business. Some government officials are going to go to prison. Others are going to get fired. I hope he was smart enough to go after the FBI, the DOJ, and the CIA. Although when you go after people like that, they come after you too. So it's a dangerous profession that James O'Keefe is in. All right, we've got James Herson on the line, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment industry, website jamesherson.com. We have him every Tuesday. And let's finish the answer to the question I gave you. Did Cher go too far after calling Trump a cancer, or did she go too far when she came back and apologized and said she went too far?
Well, clearly. I mean, first she started, I think what happened to Cher is she was getting angrier and angrier as she tweeted. She called Trump a criminal, a sociopath, a despot, and then she said that Trump was a malignant tumor eating its way through our Constitution and a cancer, you know, and all this stuff. And somebody probably in her entourage said, hey, Cher, you know, you're going too far. I mean, I know you're over 70. You still want to sell records. You know, Sonny and Cher tunes are still being searched out on YouTube, so why don't you do something? So she said, to walk it back, she said, this is not an apology. It's a reprimand. She said, just because I can say anything doesn't mean I should. Sometimes I learn the hard way. Humans are fallible. So at least Cher has limits. She has some limits somewhere, not like Kathy Griffin, not like Snoop Dogg, not like some of these people, Sean Penn, you know, who talk about murdering the president, that sort of thing. So at least she decided to walk it back, and she deleted the tweets. Well, I see that as at least some hope for Cher, some hope for redemption someday for Cher. She doesn't have that much time left, and maybe she can get redemption, you know?
All right, well, maybe she's not that smart. She's just smart enough to listen to her agent, and maybe the agent gave her sage advice and said, you're going to lose half your audience. Not everybody is anti-Trump. Why would you want to lose half of your record sales?
It could have been her agent. It could have been her plastic surgeon. They both work, you know, very closely with her.
All right. And then we've got Snoop Doggy Dogg in Hollywood making some comments about Donald Trump. He says he ignored the black victims and the hero of the Waffle House shooting. What is he referring to, Snoop Dogg?
Well, the interesting thing about that, Snoop Dogg didn't even think of this because this was something, there was an article in The Hill that said that Trump wasn't tweeting about the Waffle House shooting because the suspect is not a Muslim, because an African-American is a hero in this case. It's totally ridiculous. It just has to, you know, the president, I mean, he does tweet regularly, but he has a lot of serious subjects to tweet about. He can't tweet about it, everything, and the notion that he didn't tweet about this wonderful African-American, by the way, this guy is a hero, it doesn't mean that Donald Trump he ignored him because he's black. It's just because he has so much on his plate. I suspect that the president thinks, as we all do, that this guy is a tremendous inspiration and example of what we all hope to aspire to. If we were ever in a situation like that, that we would risk our neck and we would do everything to disable some horrible individual who was killing people who are innocent. So it's just Snoop Dogg again. You know, this, to me, there's a guy, I just have no comprehension of why he was successful. He's not a good rapper. He's not pleasant to look at. He is not particularly smart. So I guess Snoop Dogg has learned, you know, the same thing Kim Kardashian has. Just, he's desperate for attention, and he used Instagram, and now he's getting attention for outrageous things about President Trump. I mentioned that he had this music video where he essentially had himself murdering an image of Trump. So this guy is not willing to stop anyone. You know,
well, so one of my bugaboos was, I mean, you know, any sort of controversy and corporate America runs the other way at not 100,000 miles an hour, a million miles an hour. I mean, for doing nothing. Look at like Laura Ingraham. What exactly did she do in her tweet? Nothing. It was just like a little mild poke at David Hogg. It was not a big deal. And corporate America ran away at first. And so I was always shocked when there were ads on TV for Chrysler starring Lee Iacocca and Snoop Dogg, when Snoop Dogg at the time was a director of a porn video. He was in pornography, and they put him on Chrysler ads. If he was white and a Republican, that would never happen. They overlooked it just because he was a popular black celebrity, right?
That's exactly right. It's a double standard, reverse racism.
Terrible. Just terrible. Hey, we got to run. You hear the music. It always means we're on the run. James Hurston, great job as always. Thank you, James. Great to have you on.
Hey, have a great show. Take care.
Thank you. Website is jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. I always take care of my guests. jameshurston.com. Look up his books at Amazon. Great guy. Wayne Allyn, Warren Allyn, I'm a great guy, too. I'm going to go change into a suit, turn on all the TV lights, and we'll be right back in the studio with national TV as well as national radio right here. Newsmax TV, USA Radio, coming up next.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.